Alam niyo ba guys, I'm super excited for this episode because I met 5 billionaires. And I'm gonna share with you 8 things I learned. Yes, good day to you guys and welcome to another episode of Principles by MJ Lopez. Here in this podcast, we will talk about life, business, career, leadership, entrepreneurship, and success principles that you can use to manifest and create the life that you want. And today's episode is super special because since I've been doing my best in creating value for people, especially in terms of our speaking engagements, most of the time, nahahire tayo ng mga companies, but lately, medyo malalaking tao yung nag-hire sa atin. And since we've been showing up in excellence, doing our best, creating results with our speaking engagements, grabe, sobrang nakaka-excite kasi nga yung mga kliyente natin at yung ibang nagiging kaibigan natin because of what we are doing, mga bilyonaryo. And of course, since I had the chance to be with them, talk to them, sometimes eat with them, have dinner with them, have meaningful conversations with them, especially in terms of closing the deals, ang dami kong question, sinasamantala ko na. Panay ang tanong ko, and I'm studying their patterns. Because if we can study the patterns of billionaires, we can then incorporate those patterns in our daily lives. So, kumbaga, pwede natin silang gayahin. Pwede natin silang i-duplicate. Especially if we have goals and dreams to become billionaires. And kung nagsisimula ka palang magnegosyo ngayon, this will be extremely valuable for you kasi pwede mo nang i-apply lahat ng matututunan mo dito so that you can easily create the results that you want for yourself. First thing I've learned, and I know this sounds so basic, so obvious, kaya lang sa sobrang dali niyang gawin, majority ng tao hindi ito ginagawa. All the billionaires I've met, they write their goals. Yes guys, lahat sila nagsusulat ng goals nila. And nakakatuwa, actually this is reassuring for me because I've been teaching people, coaching people, to write their goals. Isulat nyo yung gusto nyo. Isulat nyo yung mga bagay na gusto nyo ma-achieve. Be specific with what you want. Make sure it is measurable. Put a deadline. Kasi diba lagi kong sinasabi, dalawa lang naman yan eh. You identify ano yung goals mo and you work on it. You work hard on it. Kaya lang, hindi natin nakukuha yung mga bagay na gusto natin. Kasi nga, hindi natin ina-identify, hindi malinaw sa atin, hindi defined ano exactly yung gusto natin. So, very important that you acknowledge and you are aware. So, it's very important that you become aware of what you really want. Like, what do you really want to achieve in life? Ano ba talaga yung gusto mo? And define it. Be clear. Because clarity is the key. So again, lagi kong sinasabi, you have to be specific. It has to be measurable. The goal should be attainable and risky. So dapat medyo mahirap, dapat medyo challenge ka, and you have to put deadlines. There's no such thing as unreasonable goals. But there is what we call unreasonable deadlines. So walang imposible, except minsan, masyado tayo nagmamadali. We overestimate what we can do in 1 month, but underestimate what we can do in 1 year. So if we stay consistent, we can definitely achieve our goals. Ang nakakatawa kasi dito, dati ko pa tinuturo talaga magsulat kayo ng goals. Kasi natutunan ko lang din to sa mga mentors ko. As in isulat. Very important na nagsulat ka. In the creative process of writing your goals, there's magic in it that it really helps in terms of achieving our goals and dreams. Kaya lang since sobrang dali niya, sobrang basic niya, yung mga tao hindi siya ina-apply, hindi siya ginagawa. Especially yung mga mahihirap. Kung sino pang mahirap, siyang mahirap kausap. Napakadali naman. Kasi ang nangyayari sa atin, lagi tayong naghahanap ng bagay na mahirap. Kasi nga, mahirap tayo eh. O kaya, naghahanap tayo ng bagay na komplikado. O kaya, naghahanap tayo ng sobrang extravagant, grabbing idea para maging milyonaryo. Para maging bilyonaryo. In fact, yung mga billionaires, sobrang basic lang ng mga ideas na ina-apply nila. They just stick to it. They just do it. These billionaires are really focused on the basics and fundamentals. As in, whenever we talk, they will not even talk about the platform that they're using. They will not talk about the discarte. They don't talk about strategies. They don't talk about, oh, mag-dropshipping ka. O kaya mag-bitcoin ka. O kaya gawin mo to. O kaya itong negosyo yung gawin mo. Kasi ang paniniwala nila sa lahat ng negosyo, pwede kang maging bilyonaryo, which is true. Kasi guys, grabe, sobrang diverse ng mga taong namimit ko and akala ko hindi ka pwedeng maging bilyonaryo doon sa mga negosyong yun. Pero grabe, nakakagulat. Kaya nga lalo ako nai-inspire. Kasi kung kaya nila, kaya ko din. Yun yung paniniwala ko. I just have to study and duplicate their patterns. And yes, ang lagi lang nilang sinasabi, may gusto ka, isulat mo. Whatever it is, isulat mo. And understand that earning 1,000 pesos to 100 million pesos is the same process. Basta kung ano man yung gusto mo, isulat mo. To be honest with you guys, dumating sa point na sa sobrang tagal ko na itong tinuturo, minsan hindi ko na sinusulat. To be honest guys, to be open with you, minsan tinatamad talaga ako kasi nakakatamad eh. Pero syempre, since minamit akong mga bilyonaryo, yun at yun yung lagi na nang sinasabi, nagsulat ako ulit. And guys, alam nyo ba, sobrang bilis. Nakuha ko yung mga gusto ko. Especially yung mga bagay na parang imposibleng makuha. So again, write your goals. Number 2, billionaires, they don't complain. Hindi sila nagre-reklamo. Hindi sila nagchichismis. They don't even like talking about other people. And when they talk about other people, they talk about their connections. Tapos laging positive yung sinasabi nila sa ibang tao. Even if yung connection na sinasabi nila somehow sikat sa social media, malalaking tao, na negative yung nare-receive na comments, positive pa rin yung sinasabi nila. Alam mo ba, itong taong to, napakatalino niyan. Alam mo ba, ito, napakayaman niyan, hindi lang natin alam. Alam mo ba, ito, ganto yan. When they talk about other people, they talk about their business deals, anong pinagsamahan nilang maganda, laging positive yung lumalabas sa bibig nila. And they don't complain. For example, nung umorder kami ng food, tapos nung kumain kami, malamig na yung food. Kain lang sila. As in, kain lang. Walang masyadong kaarte-arte. Malamig na yung pizza, walang gravy yung chicken, wala kaming tubig. Instead na magalit sila dun sa mga helpers nila, dun sa mga maids nila, hindi. They will solve the problems. Either tatayo sila para kumuha ng tubig themselves, or iuutos nila. Pero hindi sila magre-reklamo. So, bakit walang ganito? O bakit walang ganun? O bakit ganito nangyayari? Hindi. They don't complain. Wala silang reklamo. At naka-focus lagi sila sa pag-solve ng problema. They focus on solving the problems. They focus on being positive. Na instead na mag-dwell sila doon sa problema, instead na mag-dwell sila sa mga bagay na hindi nila kayang kontrolin, naka-focus sila sa mga bagay na kaya nilang kontrolin. Kaya nga lagi nilang sinasabi eh, kung saan kayo maman, mag-stick ka doon. Kahit ano pang negosyo yan, kahit gaano ka-basic yan. And most of them guys, they have boring businesses. Kasi nangyayari sa atin, what we want, is what sounds cool, what sounds great. Gusto natin yung maganda pakinggan, yung grabe. Gusto natin yung titulo. Pero sila, grabe. Sila yung grabe. Kasi naka-focus lang sila sa business nila, paano sila kikita, at hindi sila nagre-reklamo. So if they want something, they will simply write, work on it, without complaints. And we will notice the difference. Kasi di ba yung mga taong mahihirap, again, sila yung mahihirap kausap, sila yung maraming reklamo, sila yung kung ano-ano laging negative yung sinasabi. And yes, alam ko nasa isip mo, eh Sir MJ, hindi talaga magre-reklamo yung mga yan, napakarami na nilang pere. So I did ask that question. Eh Sir, parang andaling sabihin po sa inyo yan ngayon. Kasi bilyonaryo na po kayo. Pero paano po nung nagsisimula kayo? Ito yung sagot nila. Kahit nung wala pa kaming pera, hindi rin kami mareklamo. Kahit nung wala pa kaming pera, ang focus namin is mag-solve ng problema. Kasi, na-discover ko sa buhay ko, sa experience ko, na hindi ako magkakapera sa reklamo. Na hindi ako magkakapera kung dadaing lang ako ng dadaing. Hindi ako magkakapera kung maghihintay ako. I won't earn money if I wait. I won't earn money if I complain and blame other people. All I can do is take action and focus on the things that I can control. Ganun sila mag-isip. And there's something in their demeanor. There's something in their composure, no, na grabe yung confidence nila. As in, you feel safe and secured around them. Tapos, wala na kasi silang kailangan patunayan at wala silang gustong patunayan sa mga kausap nila. It is what it is. They're just authentic with who they are. They are not afraid to show themselves. They are not afraid to be themselves. No bullshits. Iba yung pagiging kalma nila. And pag sila kasi yung nagbagsak ng salita, alam nyo ba, kahit napaka-basic nung sinasabi nila, para sa akin ha, para sa akin sobrang ginto. Kasi ang nangyayari, these billionaires, when they talk, again, they focus on the basics. This basic explanation. Alam mo yun, napakadaling intindihin and their focus is making you understand. Hindi sila nakafocus sa magtunog magaling, magtunog mayaman. Kasi nga sobrang yaman na sila, wala na silang pakialam. They don't have to sound rich. They don't have to sound intelligent. All they want is for you to understand. Kaya lagi sila nagbibigay ng example sa buhay nila. Hindi nila kailangan magmukhang mayaman at magmukhang magaling para sa atin. They don't have to prove anything. They just want to create value. Kaya nga ako, ang focus ko ngayon is building my character to be like them. Kasi syempre, gusto rin natin yon. Number 3, billionaires, they are always grateful. As in, kahit maliliit na bagay, for example, alam ko naman sa sarili ko na mas mayaman sila. Like, napakalayo ng distansya. Pero, after ng talk ko, sila pa yung nagpapasalamat. Sila pa yung nagpapasalamat sa time ko. Thank you for your time, MJ. We really appreciate you. Alam mo ba, nagustuhan ko itong sinabi mo sa ganito. Naalala ko to. Relate na relate ako doon. Alam mo ba, sobrang galing mo magpaintindi. And, you know, they are super appreciative. They always acknowledge you. Yun yung nakakatawa sa kanila. Parang busog na busog sila ng pagmamahal. Busog na busog sila ng appreciation. Busog na busog sila sa gratitude. To the point na hindi sila madamot even magbigay ng appreciation and gratitude. Tapos lagi silang grateful sa mga bagay-bagay. And magugulat ka kasi, these billionaires, yes, sobrang taas ng standard nila para sa sarili nila. They demand more from themselves. Kumbaga, pagdating sa sarili nila, hard sila. Pagdating sa sarili nila, ang taas ng standards nila. Pero pagdating sa mga tao sa paligid nila, they are always grateful. Sa maliliit na bagay, marunong sila magpasalamat. And yes, tanong ko rin to sa kanila before. Yes sir, is it for you to say thank you? Is it for you to be grateful every day? Kasi napakarami mo ng pera. Ito yung lagi nilang sinasabi. Alam mo, MJ, kahit noong araw pa lang sa maliliit na bagay, marunong na ako magpasalamat. Kasi naiintindihan ko na hindi tayo bibigyan ng nasa taas kung hindi tayo marunong magpasalamat sa mga bagay na meron tayo. Kahit maliit na income yan. Kung nanggaling ka sa walang income at may maliit kang income ngayon, dapat magpasalamat ka. Kasi hindi na siya gaganahang bigyan ka kung hindi ka magpapasalamat. At hindi mo maihahandle yung mas malaki kung hindi mo kayang i-appreciate yung maliliit na meron ka. Tapos alam nyo ba, lagi lang silang wishing well for other people. Kasi akala natin, they are super competitive around people. Yes, they are competitive by nature. Especially sa business nila, especially in terms of their growth. Pero they are competing not in a bad way. So nangyayari, medyo nakikipag-compete sila, medyo, alam mo yun, by nature talagang competitive sila. Pero, they also wish you well. They want you to be successful. They want you to achieve. Kasi nangyayari, the more na may na-achieve yung ibang tao, mas ginaganahan silang makipag-compete. That way, mas nag-grow daw sila. So nakakatawa that these people also practice the attitude of gratitude, which is, yun din yung tinuturo ko. Kaya nga sobrang excited ako eh, kasi ang nangyayari, pag na-hire ako ng mga billionaires, nagko-connect talaga yung ideas namin. Kaya nga sabi ko, naku, yun na yung future ko. Kailangan ko lang talagang mas galingan at ituloy yung mga ginagawa ko. I'm just super happy right now. And again, I'm really excited to share this with you guys. Number 4, they are always hungry. Kasi hindi naman sila makakarating kung nasaan sila ngayon, kung hindi sila gutom, kung makokontento sila. So yes, they were never satisfied. And the idea is this, not because they are greedy. Hindi naman sila uhaw na uhaw sa pera. Hindi naman sila gutom na gutom sa pera. Ang gutom sila, yung achievement. They just love to hunt. They just love to hunt their goals. They just love to hunt their dreams. So kumbaga, if you are an archer, namamana ka, pag tinamaan mo yung bullseye, hindi ka naman titigil. So that's the point. It's like, okay, for 100 tries, naka-bullseye ako. Next time, dapat 90 tries na yan. Hanggang sa maging 80 tries. Hanggang sa maging 10 tries na yan. Hanggang sa every time I do this, every time I try to hit a target, lagi kong makukuha. So they just love to hit the target. They just love to hunt. Parang basketball. Pag naka-shoot ka, hindi ka naman titigil. Parang ang sarap mag-shoot na mag-shoot. Same goes. If you have the certain experience, for example, nailibre mo yung family mo sa labas, nakapag-travel kayo somewhere, nakapag-beach kayo, napasaya mo yung pamilya mo, titigil ka ba? O gaganahan kang kumita ulit so that you can have the same experience over and over. Kung meron ka natikmang pagkain, tapos ang sarap niya, di ba bibilihin mo ulit? Kasi sure kang masarap. Sure ka, certain ka sa mararamdaman mo. Sure ka sa magiging resulta. Same goes with these billionaires. They understand the feeling of achieving things, achieving their goals. And they always challenge themselves. Lagi silang uhaw sa growth. Lagi silang gutom sa goals. And they will always do more so they can achieve more. So para sa kanila, hindi sila greedy. para sa kanila, it's always a challenge and they just love the challenge. So yung pagiging bilyonaryo is only a byproduct of solving and solving and solving bigger and bigger and bigger problems. Ang galing. So they are always hungry. 5, they are givers. Again, hindi sila madamot. Nabanggit ko na kanina, hindi sila madamot magbigay ng kahit na ano. Ideas, hindi sila nag-gatekeep. Share sila ng share ng ideas. Lagi sila nag-kwento. Excited sila magkwento. Talagang yung mga secrets nila, kung paano nila ginawa, yung mga diskarte nila, lahat tinuturo nila. At kapag nakinig ka, grabe, parang ang boring. Parang ang boring nung idea na parang, yun lang talaga yun, kaya kayo naging bilyonaryo. And lagi nilang sasabihin, yes, yun lang. Uulit-ulitin mo lang. Pag nagawa mo, kumita ka ng 100,000, edi ulit-ulitin mo lang yun 10 times. Milyonaryo ka na. And then yung process para maging milyonaryo ka, ulitin mo lang 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. So, hindi ka pwedeng mainip at kailangan kaya mong i-handle yung mga boring na bagay. So, lagi silang okay, bigay. Pagdating sa pagmamahal, pagdating sa appreciation, pagdating sa recognition, bigay lang sila ng bigay. Sabi niya sa ako nung isa, make sure that you appreciate your people. Make sure that you recognize your people because you don't need recognition. You are a leader. So para sa kanya, hindi na niya kailangan ng credit. Para sa kanya, hindi na niya kailangan ng appreciation at acknowledgement. Kasi siya dapat yung nagbibigay noon. Yun yung standard niya para sa sarili niya. Ang kanya, wala na akong pake kung may marireceive ako na appreciation and whatever. I'm just here to give. Tapos mapagbigay talaga sila sa mga tao. They are super generous. Especially if you also provide value for them. Especially if you have the humility. Hindi sila madamot. Billionaires are givers. 6, they are fearless. They will tell stories around self-doubt, pero saglit lang. They will tell stories around self-sabotage, pero saglit lang. But they will tell stories around sacrifices, challenges, struggles. Pero nilaban nila. Tinuloy nila. So, what I noticed is the frequency of taking action and that they are super fearless. Hindi sila takot magkamali. They are not afraid to make mistakes. They are not afraid of rejection. They are not afraid of failure. Kasi ang pananaw nila, kung hindi ko to gagawin, failure na ako eh. So, grateful ako sa chance na lumaban sa buhay. Grateful ako sa chance na at some point, possibly ako maging successful. And then in the process, na-realize nila na wala palang failure. Because beyond the fear, there's greatness. Sabi nga sa akin ng isa, MJ, pag nalampasan mo yung takot mo, nandun yung million. And the more na mas nakakatakot yung malalampasan mo, the more na mas malaki yung pera. So kung wala kang takot, magiging bilyonaryo ka. Grabe. Grabe. Naisip ko bigla yung mga EPs na tinakbuhan ko. Haharapin ko na sila. Baka magkapera ako ngayon. 7, they are hard workers. To be honest, you won't hear these billionaires talking about leverage. You won't hear these billionaires talking about working smart. Yes, they talk about investments. Yes, they talk about smart planning. Yes, they talk about building leverage for you to actually have financial freedom and time freedom. Pero nakakatawa kasi, they use their time freedom to work. What I noticed is, they are passionate around their work. They love their work. So as much as possible, ayaw nilang tumigil. So, these billionaires, they didn't work to retire. They work to do more of what they love to do. So parang sineset up na yung buhay nila at nagbibuild sila ng leverage para magawa nila yung aspect ng business nila na gusto nilang gawin at mahal nilang gawin. Pero hindi nila bibitawan yung business nila, hindi nila bibitawan yung bagay na mahal nila. Kaya nga lagi silang gutom, kaya nga lagi silang nag-a-achieve. Because there's what we call an infinity game. Kasi in a finite game, you set up to stop. So matatalo ka. In a marathon, for example, may isang tao gustong-gusto niyang manalo. At feeling niya, pag nanalo ako, tapos na, okay na, graduate na ako. Versus the guy who just loves to run. Gusto lang talaga niyang tumakbo ng tumakbo. At kahit matapos ng marathon, tatakbo lang siya ulit. Sa tingin mo, in a long game, sinong mananalo sa dalawa? Of course, the person who loves to run. Because the other one who wants to win, yes, pwedeng gustong-gusto niyang manalo. Pero gusto niyang manalo para matapos. So that he can stop. Para maramdaman niya yung fulfillment and then, tapos na ako, graduate na ako, yoko na. And like this person, kahit anong mangyari, tatakbo lang ako. Same goes with these billionaires. They actually work really hard. They talk about effort. They talk about gawin mo lang yung best mo sa ginagawa mo. Especially pag na-discover mo na kung ano yung gumagana. So for them, it's this basic skill of working hard so that you can discover what works for you. And when you discover what works for you, work even harder. And then you will discover more. And the more that you discover what's effective, what will work for you, what is working right now, what is working for your business, para sa kanila, the more that you take action, the more that you will learn and discover. At ang kagandahan nito, habang nagtitake ka ng action, paangat siya. Kasi hindi nababawasan yung sipag mo, pero nadadagdagan yung skills mo. Hindi nababawasan yung sipag mo, pero gumagaling ka. Mas nagiging efficient ka, mas nagiging productive ka, mas nagiging magaling ka. So, lagi lang nilang sinasabi, mag-stick ka sa alam mo, mag-stick ka kung saan ka magaling, at kung saan ka kumita, huwag mo nang bibitawan yun. Yun yung lagi nilang sinasabi. Huwag mong bibitawan yun, ituloy mo lang yun, kung ano man ginagawa mo, kung saan ka man kumikita ng malaki, at kung saan ka kumita ng pinakamalaki, yun ang pagtuunan mo ng pansin and work hard. As in, work hard. And at some point, it seems like they are really hard on themselves. As in, grabe yung attitude nila and yung standard nila para sa sarili nila. So instead of blaming other people, ang ginagawa nila, they make themselves accountable in everything. So parang kailangan kaya kong gawin yan. Kailangan ako gumawa niyan. Responsibilidad ko yan. Kasi ako yung mayaman, ako yung bilyonaryo, ako yung leader. So inaako nila yung lahat. Kaya nga sila yung nag-grow. Kaya nga, grabe yung level ng confidence na meron sila. So yes, they work hard. And number 8, this might be obvious, but they love spending money. And they know how to spend. And alam nyo ba, meron kayong makikita na mga bilyonaryong sobrang simple lang manamit. Don't get me wrong. Hindi sila mahilig gumastos sa lahat ng bagay. Alright? May kanya-kanyang trip yan. Meron na akong kakilalang bilyonaryo, guys. Grabe manamit. As in, parang tambay lang talaga siya. Pero grabe yung gastos niya sa kotse. Hindi siya nagre-relo. Hindi siya mahilig sa mahal na damit. Sa mga pictures niya, yung polo shirt na suot niya, paulit-ulit yun ang suot niya. Feeling ko, yun yung swerte sa kanya. Yung kahit nagchichicharon na yung kwelyo, wala siyang pakialam, yun yung isusuot niya. Pero guys, grabe yung koleksyon na kotse. Meron naman ako isang kakilala, grabe gumasto sa suot, sa asa kotse, sa asa relo. Kasi yun yung passion niya, yun yung trip niya, doon siya masaya. And I noticed that they don't care and they don't treat spending as investment. Kasi para sa kanila, those expenses are anchors of a certain milestone. So, ang ginagawa nila, gagastos ako ng ganito, kasi it represents this achievement. It represents this milestone. Nag-open ako ng bagong branch, bibili ako nito. Nakabenta ako ng X amount, bibili ako nito. Kumita ako ng X amount, bibili ako nito. Bili ako ng relo, bili ako ng kotse, bili ako nito. And they anchor their happiness and the achievement in those things. So they know how to spend. So para sa kanila, spending that makes you happy is the best investment. Na kahit parang palugi lagi, kahit parang wala ang kikitain. Kasi naiintindihan nila na kapag masaya ka, mas creative ka. Pag mas creative ka, makakasolve ka ng problema. And naiintindihan nila na pag nasolve mo yung problema, pera. So parang meron silang formula sa buhay at kampante sila at confident sila doon sa formula na yon, na every time na may problema silang masosolve, pera yon. So wala silang pakialam. No bullshits. They don't purchase things to prove to you that they are rich, to prove to you that they are wealthy. They don't care. They buy things for themselves. Kaya nga magkakaiba ng bisyo yan eh. Merong ang gusto, helicopter, saka private jet. Meron naman ang gusto, bumili ng lote at bahay, mag-build ng farm, mag-build ng resorts. Meron din naman, mahilig lang bumili talaga ng relo. Meron ding puro kotse yung hilig. Pero bottom line, may kanya-kanyang vices yan around spending. Because that makes them happy. They just know how to spend. And when they spend their money, they focus on the things that makes them happy. They focus on the things that are meaningful to them. Tapos na-notice ko rin na they purchase things na wala sila nung bata. So parang itong mga bilyonaryo na to, in terms of spending, para silang bata. It's as if they are healing their inner child. So it's like gustong-gusto niya ng kotse nung bata siya, hindi siya nabilhan. Ngayon, napakarami niyang kotse. Gustong-gusto niyang bilhin yung relo na yun nung bata siya pero hindi niya nakuha. Ngayon, napakarami niyang relo. So parang ganun. There's always this anchor in their childhood. And I noticed that as well. In terms of self-love, in terms of self-care, in terms of spending our money, I think it's best for us to spend our money on things that will heal our inner child. And there are things that we want during our childhood. So that is why ako, I'm focused on those things. So grabe guys, I'm really, really hoping that I will meet more billionaires so that I can learn from them. Para naman maituro ko sa inyo. Nakatawa lang, super excited kasi ang dami ko ng mga nagiging kaibigan ngayon, ang dami ko ng mga nakakasama ngayon. And it's really fun for me to be able to share this knowledge with you guys. And I hope gamitin nyo to, i-apply nyo to sa buhay nyo. And if you find value in this podcast, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. Also, give us a review in our Facebook. Guys, give us a 5-star rating in Facebook. Give us a great review, especially if we have pictures together and if you can take screenshots of the videos that are inspiring for you. Also, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on our YouTube channel because we have this certain goal na magkaroon ng 1 million subscribers sa YouTube. Malayo pa kami doon ngayon, pero sa tulong nyo, mabilis natin yan makukuha. So yun lang guys, this is the end of the episode and always remember that everything good starts with a yes and yes. My name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.